Australia's Drive Show. Now, on the line with me now, I'm glad to say we've got Donna McLeod, woohoo, who is the writer of Tense. Now, Tense is a Māori, a theatre production that delves into the historical significance of the Nelson Tense. Now, if you're like me and you don't know what that is, I'm glad that we're able to get Donna to have a kōrero about this this production and how it dives into that kaupapa. Ngā reira, e hoa, talk to us about what this kaupapa is about. Tēnā koe, Donna.
Oh, tēnā koe. Well, many of us came down with Te Rau Praha in the 1820s. So I'm in Motueka, the beautiful Motueka, just out of Nelson, in Te Tauihu, the South Island, the top of the South Island. So Te Rau Praha left Kawhia and he made this journey down. And on the way down, of course, he picked up people from Taranaki and then he kept coming down and picked up people as he kept travelling. And they journeyed down, they walked down, and a lot of conflict on their way, and they were looking for a home. And so they ended up in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, and they took mana whenua status. And in particular, I'm talking about our people, Ngāti Rārua, Tiati Awa, Ngāti Tama, and I know I'm going to miss one of them. There's eight iwi in the top of the South. And anyway, they met in the 1840s. They met with the New Zealand Company. They'd heard kind of good things about the New Zealand Company because they just started out in Wellington. And so they agreed to sell 151,000 acres to this company, but on the condition that 10% would be reserved for Māori forever. But instead of setting aside 15,000, the Crown reserved less than 3,000 acres. So we've been fighting this for quite a while. It's supposed to be one of the longest court cases, so for 180 years now. We're in court at the moment with Uncle Rory Stafford taking the Attorney General to the High Court. And we're fighting for the rest of this recognition of this land, and that there needs to be some sort of, and in 2017 the Supreme Court ruled that the Crown had a legal duty to reserve the tents for the customary owners. So we're back in court with Uncle Rory Stafford today because there's been no resolve. And we're looking for some ending to this. There is land available from the Crown Estate and private land is not before the courts. So that's kind of where we're at. And we've been there for the last 7 weeks. And that should finish in about another 3 weeks.
Tense, would you say?
Yeah, very tense, very tense. So, yeah, so that's kind of a miniature. And the thing is, we don't know this, you know, this history. And there are a lot of people out there today who need to start checking their whakapapa to check if they were on the heke, you know, to check if their tūpunas, because this is going to open up all of those people from the 1840s. Who were here, because our people left, you know, because we only ended up with a tiny bit of land left. Those who came on the heke left, we left Ahikaroa here, or people to keep the home fires burning, or people chose to stay. But then we left, you know, we had other things happening in Taranaki, we had other things happening in Waikato. And so you may not even know that you are a descendant of those from the heke.
Tēnā koe. And, you know, when I'm thinking about the production and trying to think, how do you, as a writer, how do you put all of this stuff in there? You know, that information about talking to your audience about, hey, check it, you should check, because we just aren't sure, we don't know if you might not know, but maybe just have a look. Outside of that, you've got to look at your own historical journey, your whānau's journey, the reconciliation, the trauma. How do you put that into this to this production?
It's kind of, I think, as theatre people, what is Māori theatre? The big question. You know, I was lucky enough to be involved with Māori theatre in the 1980s. So how do we tell our stories, you know? So simply, we're breaking this into 10 stories. And, you know, we talk about we all come from somewhere. You know, we all have a beginning. We all come from somewhere. So we can talk about the heke. But we're also talking about my family. You know, what is? I grew up in Taranaki. All I remember as a child is going through my grandfather's rice papers with the blue names like Mutuweka Section, Sandy Bay. I'm sure all of us as Māori have come across these crumbled notes somewhere, and they make no sense to us whatsoever, but those were our land holdings, you know? And every Māori family will have some somewhere, you know? So I really think it's about finding out who you are. And there's magic, because sometimes the whenua calls you home. And for a lot of us, the whenua has called us home. So that's the exciting thing. And I often think, you know, my children are growing up here now as Ngāti Rārua Te Ateawa children, and their father's from Te Arawa, and I've had a very strong Taranaki upbringing. So where will my children end up? But who's going to call them to go home? You know, and we're storytellers. We have whakapapa. Many of us don't know our whakapapa. We all have family stories of land. And some of that, you know, you talk about trauma, you know, the loss of our land. If you look, you know, for us, Parihaka, Wellington tents. You know, for us as Te Ateawa, man, it has just been full on. We've had the tents down here. We've had Shelley Bay. We've had the Maunga, you know. So, you know, things are happening for us as people. So always go back to your whakapapa and the connection between you and the whenua. And I think, you know, that wonderful, you know, we're magic. We're magic people. Find your stories. Start telling your stories. And I was really lucky to go to a lot of hui in the 70s with my grandmother, and I used to carry her kite, you know. And we would take these long bus rides. You'd start out late at night or early in the morning, and you'd karaki, you'd start, and then you'd stop, and the lights would go on, and new people would come on, and another karakia. You know, we were always searching, and in the 70s, a lot of those old people, you know, they were born in the 1890s. They've all gone now. So they had to leave these stories. They had to tell these stories. So many of us are keepers of those stories. And a lot of those stories talk about the pain, the colonization, the loss of land, how hard poverty was. Also, just resources, you know, when the influenza hit, the Spanish flu, where were the Māori resources? Or coming back from war, how come their Pākehā mates got given land and they didn't? You know, so all of those things are wrapped up in this kite. And for me, I'm basically saying, yep, I know this, I can do this, I can tell these stories, I feel this pain. But I have a mokopuna now, and I'm saying with this Nelson tent, 180 years is enough. I'll stand, I'll do my bit. I reluctantly will allow my children to do their bit, but not my mokopuna. This has to finish. And it's not just the court, it's not just that process, but it's actually more than that. I carry the hurt. And my children, I don't want them to carry this hurt. And I definitely don't want our moko to carry this hurt, this pain. It's very deep. When you still remember the stories of being told, you know, the waters running with the blood of children and women who had been assaulted at Parihaka, you know, I still know that. You know, I still feel that in my body. That's not the stories you want your mokos to carry. I want them to carry the historical, the story, but not the pain. And this is why the tenth, 180 years, enough.
Kia ora.
You know, we're here. You know, we're here. Let's end it. You know, let's resolve it. There needs to be a settlement for us to go forward. There needs to be a great apology, and there needs to be a settlement.
Tēnā koe. And with this production, tense production. I can imagine that's what you're hoping the audience will be able to capture, yeah?
I'm hoping the audience will actually look at where they live and actually look at their own history to the whenua, because so many people live on tense land and they have no awareness of that history. We need to learn our own history as well. So it's my personal story about how I came back to Motueka, how my mother had cried for me when she came down to work here, and how when I moved here, my mother said, "I cried for you on this whenua. You're part of this whenua because my tears are in this whenua." So, you know, we all have those beautiful stories about, and not so beautiful stories. I think we all need to start finding our stories again, telling our stories, and creating new stories. And that's what I want my moko to do, is say, yes, my great-grandmother came down here doing this, and my grandmother came down here, and, you know, I'm her moko, and look at me. I'm living here on our whenua. You know, I'm going out and I'm loving it. I have that freedom to dance in my wairua, to dance on this whenua. And that's the wish I think all of us have for our future generations.
What a powerful kōrero, Donna. And no doubt, even when I think about my mama and some of the things that you've mentioned today in terms of that generational healing, but also calling it, saying that's enough, no more, not for my mokopuna, it's beautiful to hear those kōrero. Pōuru, but beautiful to hear that kōrero from you, Donna. And I hope I do hope that when people do watch this theatre production, that they are able to capture that and take that home and go, that's enough for my whānau as well. But it's a beautiful kōrero from you, Donna, and I actually can't wait to hear more about this. So maybe we'll catch up with you in the next couple of weeks when it shows. It's from my understanding, people can go and see it at the 2023 Nelson Arts Festival. There's one at the Te Noninga Kumu Motueka Public Library on Wednesday, October 25th, and another at the Theatre Royal on Thursday, October 26th, and that's commissioned by, again, the 2023 Nelson Arts Festival. Tēnā koe, Donna, thank you for your beautiful kōrero and sharing with us a bit of your story, and I know there's a lot more of that to share, and so hopefully we can have a kōrero with you again in the next couple of weeks when it's out and see how people feel about it.
Oh, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Kia pai tuahi ai. There you have it. That's Donna McLeod having a kōrero with us about Tense, a Māori theatre production that delves into the historical significance of the Nelson Tenths, which is commissioned by the 2023 Nelson Arts Festival, which is showing at, as I mentioned before, Te Noninga Kumu Motueka Public Library on Wednesday, October 25th, and another at Theatre Royal on Thursday, October 26th. Coming up now is Your Reo Māori News. We'll catch you after that with some more Waiata, Your Weather, and Ricky Solomon. Areare mai o taringa.